heartbeat or you swallowing or something like that, your stomach rumbling. I feel like those kinds of bodily sounds are similar to some kind of the bodily sounds of the Kresge building in some ways.
Welcome to Kresge Sentinel Hall, home to Northwestern University's programs in comparative literature studies, art theory and practice, art history, and foreign languages, and also the office of Robert Ryder, a Northwestern professor who wrote his dissertation on the acoustical unconscious.
I got it also from Walter Benjamin because Benjamin himself wrote a text on film, which is a very famous paper that that students will read if you're in any kind of film theory course. The techniques like slow motion allows us to see things in a kind of unnatural, but a new world, really, of vision. For him, that sort of opened up the optical, what he called the optical unconscious. And so similarly, I'm just sort of riding on his coattails in a way, but converting it to the soundscape.
And if you listen closely, Kresge has its own acoustical unconscious. The opening and closing of its doors may have become background noise, but these doors actually tell a story about the building's history.
There's so many different doors. There's wood doors, there's glass doors, there's steel doors, lots of different doors and how they sound. Back then, not just with Kresge being old, but all doors were a lot heavier. And they're like storm doors. And so they would just kerchunk a lot more.
Originally constructed in 1954, Kresge went through a major renovation in 2014 that lasted 2 years to meet new green building practices.
With every new building and renovation, there's always going to be a recreated soundscape.
Professor Ryder has known Kresge for over 20 years and noticed in this recreated Kresge space, it's more mechanically sounding.
So that's what's also interesting with these new buildings. They have a lot of more beeps and boops. So there's the elevator that, you know, if you hit the button, there's this clinging sound. And then when you get to the floor that you're at, there's another sound as the doors open, which are themselves these kind of swooshing things.
Even the sounds of the doors have changed.
It's in the office here. But if you get closed on the inside of the office, you have to press a button to open the door to get out. But when you hit that button to unlock the door so you can get out, there's this little clinging sound. It almost sounds like a tinkling of a bell. It's really weird.
Professor Ryder then guided me to that office door.
But this is the door. And I think maybe it does the clang when it. So yeah, there's a kind of clang there. So now it's locked, but then when I push this, you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can open it.
Though no matter the top tier architecture, it can never fully silence the sounds behind the walls.
So yeah, there's still within the very, I think, high-end filter system that is Kresge, there's still a lot of mechanisms behind the walls that sort of creak or tap or sometimes just whir for some unknown reason, and then it just stops. It's like, what? Okay.
These mechanical sounds aren't lost on students either. School of Communication freshman Zachary Cook often hears tapping on the pipes.
Sometimes when I'm walking down the main hallway of the second floor or the main floor, I just hear like a little ting 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 like or something.
But for Cook, these sounds have become so normal, he doesn't worry about them anymore.
I look up, but I tend to mind my business, you know, and keep it pushing because I don't want to mess with anything.
Ryder explains that just as we start to notice sounds we hadn't registered before, we often tune out sounds we hear frequently.
Like the fans that we're listening to right now, which you sort of unconsciously just take out of your mind because it's like smells. Like you walk into a room and you suddenly get used to a smell and then you can't smell it anymore.
But there are also sounds in Kresge that don't quite fit into the background.
Well, you definitely hear a lot of singing because people are rehearsing. A lot of musicals, a cappella groups, we all rehearse in these classrooms. So if you're here after 6 o'clock, that's what you're hearing.
School of Communication graduate student Oluwase Unayeni says that because of the singing, Kresge is not the best place to study after 6 p.m.
I would say it depends on what you're here for. If you're here to, like, lock in and be, like, super serious, then it might not be the optimal place.
Kresge creaks, taps, and sings its own kind of heartbeat. Ryder's research encourages us to listen. Sometimes the quietest places are the loudest.
For WNUR News, I'm Cara Totley.
And I'm Mariah Petway.